The first two conditions were that you cannot jump to conclusions, more or less. That means both in terms of you have to have validated information firsthand. And second of all, you can't come to conclusions as far as the severity of the Avera or the action that was taken by the person. Okay, that's the first two to know. Third, the third is very difficult to do, but very negative. What's the third? The third is that you should be mechiach l'chaytei. You have to go before you could tell anyone about what's going on. You have to go to the person themselves. Ulai, maybe. Maybe he could fix it himself, and you won't have to say Lashon Hara. And only if he doesn't listen to you, as your ideal of Abim as Ashma Sa'ish. Again, we're talking about Reuven stole money from Shimon. Shimon is wondering, hey, who stole? And I know that it was Reuven. Am I allowed to go tell Shimon, hey, Reuven stole from you? So the first two today were make sure that you saw it firsthand and make sure that it was theft. Now, why should you go tell Reuven that Shimon stole from him? Go tell Shimon to return the money. So if you can avoid saying Lashon Hara and Shimon can return the money without saying Lashon Hara, that's better. Okay, now.
Probably apply to other cases.
Well, that is the point of the cases. Very simple. This is the Tanai that makes life very difficult. I mean, or good, or however you want to call it. But this is the Tanai that people have a difficult time with. So you were at a restaurant and you didn't like the food. So, well, you're not the service. So, in other words, before you can go publicize that you didn't like the service, you have to call the owner. Tell him, look, this was my experience. Was this a one-time thing, or is this, and what are you doing to fix it? No, thank you for bringing it to my attention. This is what we're doing to fix it. Whatever. No, maybe that's not a good example because over there you don't really know if you're actually going to fix it, right?
What about Bisa
Yeah, so then it's not always for Shaykh. Like, what are you going to tell the person? Unless you fix your reputation, and it's not always for Shaykh. But let's say my case of the babysitter from yesterday, right? That this person claims that the babysitter is negligent. So I'm going to go tell the whole world to pull the kids out. Well, not. Did you have a conversation with the babysitter yet? Tell her your issues. Ask her why you're doing this. You feel is negligent. Either she'll say, I don't really do that. I don't know what you're talking about. Or she'll say, I did it once. Or she'll say, you know, I'll find this. I'll hire an assistant. If you, that's how you feel. And that's how other parents feel. I'll hire an assistant. Right? So that means that before you can go ahead and spread that type of information, you need to approach the person first. Okay, and that's why it gets hard because people would rather not have to do that. Right? But I've had many cases. They ask this question, and this is the tonight they get tripped up on. You could, but you have to go to them first. You're saying something else. You're saying, someone calls me up and says, should I do business with this guy? And he has a bad reputation. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about Lashon Hara like that. We want Lashon Hara to fix a problem. There's Lashon Hara about a problem. There's a problem going on. This babysitter is negligent. This person stole money. There's an issue here. So how do you, so the way to fix the issue is by first addressing it firsthand by the person. Okay. A lot of times this happens with, who did something. Okay? Or I know someone did something to someone, they don't know, should I tell them? That type of thing. Okay, Dalit. You cannot exaggerate the problem. The problem has to be precisely what it was. Okay, you can't exaggerate the problem more than what it was. Number hey, very important, obviously. You're kavana. It's not enough that toelis is coming out. You have to be mechavin for the toelis that's coming out. The loyla hanes chas v'shalom mehapagam ahu shehu. Not to get any hana'ah from the pagam that's coming out. Mikvah. What's a good example? The guy messed me over. I never really got my money back. Now someone else comes and says, someone messed me up. What's the deal? And the other guy's gonna sue him. It's geschmack. He's getting his proper payback. So even if there's toelis, if you are not being mechavim for the toelis, you have your own motivation, it's awesome. So he said, what's the longest here? What's the reasoning behind this? If toelis is enough of a reason to say the Lashon Hara, should be mutter regardless. Right? As a matter of fact, you can ask further, hold on. The whole point is that I'm allowed to help someone else. So if I'm allowed to help someone else, who cares if my kavanah is not good? At the end of the day, because of that, you're going to hurt the other guy? Right? So the answer is that what we said last time, there's no heter to speak Lashon Hara for toelis. The heter is that when you, when heter is, that when you're helping someone, then you're not saying bad words. You're saying words that are positive words. You're saying words to help someone. So therefore, it's not Lashon Hara. But once you say, once you're doing it not L'Toelas, so you are saying Lashon Hara. Now, something good is coming out of your Lashon Hara. It's not Mutter. Has to be that it's not Lashon Hara club.
There's some place that we have a keynote to you to speak.
You, yeah, but again, you have to mechavim l'toelis.
Can I just ignore that here? That this person doing that, but I don't want to tell him, look, what you're doing, it's going to be
L'saf
us.
adam re'acha. You may have to tell.
And confront the person and do everything,
Now, what
look at
happens
it.
if it's l'tamad adam re'acha versus lashon hara? Because I can't. I have my own self-interest in mind. But myself, I have to help them. You're not allowed to do
Which one? Which way?
that. No, you're not allowed to say Lashon Hara. Shalom Tas. If it's Pekuach Nefesh, we're not talking about Pekuach Nefesh in general.
You can tell someone else that maybe I'll say someone brought him. You know.
Are you telling that person?
No, he's saying, let's see, he and I both know. Both of us were there at the time, but the guy that was with me doesn't know what's going on now with this other guy. So I can tell him, look, he's about to get into the deal with him. Can you?
I have my
I'm
own
too
things.
bitter. I'm too bitter with this story. You look like you're doing fine. Maybe. Okay. So we have five of the pratim, and it's getting pretty difficult already. There's still two more left. So let's see if we can actually ever have a case of all seven. Okay.
What was it? We brought earlier that but for the Gemara and Yuma, that it's 8 Echad, you can't go to Bezin because what are you going to do anyways?
Right.
How does that relate to this halacha tell us? Over there we said, what do you go to Bezin for? Bezin can't do anything with one. Right, but here we're saying that one person could be mavaz or whatever, different methods to try to get How do we still
Because
connect to
that
God?
person is going to be mechash mibaya.
In our case here.
Yeah.
And over there.
Over there, what are you telling? You're telling his Rebbe to go and take action against him. It's not hurting the Rebbe.
You're saying the business not
So,
again
what's the
here.
Bezdin going to take action against him if he can't? Bezdin can't do anything against him anyway. You're telling his Rebbe, put him in chayim. Here.
Ben Echanan over there, if you're doing something that could help.
Right. Over here, you're trying to help the person themselves. They're allowed to do what they need to do to get helped. Okay, Shkarak, good to see you, Doc. Okay, before Shlomo.
I mean, talk to us.
Oh, to you all, we all.